While the practices of mindfulness are rather prescriptive, awareness in the body, recognize what's happening. Of course, there's all the variations of how you might investigate, how you access, you know, kindness and compassion. The metta practices, to me, are a lot more wide open. It's a lot like jazz, in my opinion. You have to keep improvising to keep it alive for yourself. When I was studying metta practice with Sylvia Boorstein, she went off on a rant. Kind of a rant. She said, you know, these words, may you be happy. She said, that doesn't work for me. She said, I like may you feel happy, because then it's more immediate. It's something you actually feel in the body. So then I started, oh, yeah, may I feel happy. May I feel safe from inner and outer harm. May I feel at peace. It suddenly had more of a visceral, embodied quality to it. And so it was an effective, helpful little tweak in my own metta practice. And so I've experimented a lot since then. And I'd like to share with you somewhat of a unique practice. Sebane was saying this morning, as we explored a little bit at the end of the meditation, of just simply resting in awareness, resting in presence. And she forecasted that I would say a little more about that this afternoon, so I will. And I'll be guiding instructions tomorrow that'll be exploring how we have this wide open awareness that through how we choose to pay attention, we can take it and we can narrow it down. We can go wide into more of like a witness of what is changing. And we can also go into wide open, non-grasping, non-judging, non-comparing awareness. This particular technique I'd like to share with you with a little extra twist. To me, it's a very reliable technique for exploring what it means to open your awareness into that vast infinite space. While it's very, very helpful to collect and gather our attention, we're also training ourselves to be able to sense and open and tolerate the immeasurables. You know, when you open to the Brahmaviharas, to these qualities of the heart, they are described as the immeasurables. When you feel kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity, there's no limit as to how big it gets. That same thing, the same way in terms of open awareness, there's no limit. How do we train our attention to sense that, to feel that, and to integrate that? So I'll be sharing with you a technique which is really based on ancient practices, but has a nice modern twist. It's called an open focus. And it was kind of discovered and articulated by a doctor by the name of Les Femi, who was one of the early biofeedback researchers, who was exploring the different mental techniques you could use that would help you to access different brainwave states. So he was trying different anchors, trying different sensory anchors and different mantras and noticing its effect. And then he asked himself, just sort of spontaneously, well, can I imagine the space between my eyes? And when he tried that, there was a shift in his brainwave state. And so he developed a technique which is exploring the space inside the body. And the way it is done, and I have my own variation of what works for me, I'll be asking you a series of questions, and you'll have about 15 seconds just to explore where that question takes you. So you might just for a moment close your eyes and notice where this question takes you. Can you feel or imagine the space inside your right thumb? Can you feel or imagine the space between your right thumb and your right forefinger? If you'd like, you can open your eyes. Chances are that may have sort of drawn you into kind of an embodied sense, but also in sensing or feeling or imagining the space, it creates an interesting brainwave state. So this practice is it's a form of a body scan, but then it kind of opens up a little bit more toward the end. But what I have found interesting is to add a little twist onto it, and that is to feel or imagine that space filled with loving kindness. Or to feel or imagine that space, and I'll be actually using the words loving presence. And you can fill in the blanks. And because it's improv, you get to make it work however it works for you. So that sense of loving presence for you might be a sense of caring. It might be a feeling of kindness. You might imagine it as a light, some colored light that might kind of resonate for you in some way that sort of represents a quality of the heart. So as we go through this practice, let yourself just see where it takes you. Now, there are a few aspects of this practice that you need to be aware of. It can take you into, not always, but it can take you into kind of a profound brainwave shift. There's very much into the theta brainwaves, which is very much like sleep. So you may find yourself getting very, very spacious, maybe drifting a little bit. You may also find at some point that some people report they can feel a little bit disembodied. So you may feel yourself, again, part of the theta brainwaves, the subjective experience is spatial and temporal awareness can get a little bit off. So you may feel a little bit wobbly or off kilter. If it feels at any point like it's too destabilizing for you, just open your eyes. That'll help to kind of bring you back. Opening your eyes or maybe just flex your muscles a little bit. As we move through this scan, I will then be sort of opening it up a little bit. We'll have a little time for you to kind of just explore resting and presence. And if we have a little time at the end, I might offer a little reflection on forgiveness as well. We'll see what time that we have left. Now, because this is a little, can be very, very deeply relaxing and at the same time very expansive, it's helpful to get a little bit energized. So you might want to reach your arms up overhead. Open your jaw wide, deepen your breath a little bit. You might see if you can invoke any sounds. Can you invoke the yawn reflex? And shake out your hands. Shake out any sounds. Shake out the whole torso. And then when you're ready, let yourself settle. Again, as I ask this series of questions, just to notice where the inquiry takes you inside. Can you feel or imagine the space between your forehead and the back of your head? And can you imagine this space filled with a quality of loving presence? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space inside the sinus cavities in your head? Can you imagine this space filled with the quality of loving presence? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your mouth? Can you imagine the perception of space as effortless? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your ears? Can you imagine this space filled with the quality of loving presence? Is it possible to feel or imagine the volume or the space inside your lips? Can you feel or imagine the volume of your tongue? And can you imagine the volume of the lips and the volume of the tongue filled with loving presence? Can you feel or imagine the space inside the trachea and throat? Can you feel or imagine the space inside the lungs as you breathe? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? And can you imagine the space inside the throat and trachea and lungs filled with loving presence? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between your breastbone and your spine? Can you imagine this space filled with loving presence? Can you feel or imagine the volume and weight of the left shoulder and left shoulder blade? And can you feel or imagine the weight or the volume of the left arm? Can you imagine the space inside the left thumb? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between each of the fingers on the left hand? Can you feel or imagine the space between the skin on the back of the left hand and the skin on the palm of the left hand? Can you imagine or feel the left shoulder blade and shoulder, the left arm, palm, thumbs, and fingers filled with loving presence? Can you feel or imagine the volume or the weight of the right shoulder and right shoulder blade? Can you feel or imagine the weight or the volume of the right arm? Can you feel or imagine the space between each of the fingers of the right hand? Can you imagine the perception of space as effortless? Can you feel or imagine the volume or the space inside the right thumb? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between the skin on the back of the right hand and the skin on the palm? Is it possible to feel simultaneously the volume of the weight of the right shoulder blade, arm, palm, fingers, and thumbs? Can you imagine this space filled with loving presence? Can you feel or imagine the space between your navel and your spine? Can you feel or imagine the space between your navel and your pubic bone? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space or the distance between the pubic bone and the tip of the tailbone, the coccyx? Can you feel or imagine the space between the left hip joint and the right hip joint? Can you imagine this space, the space between the navel and the spine, the navel and the pubic bone, the coccyx, the space between each of the hip joints, filled with loving presence? Can you feel or imagine the weight, the length, the volume of the right leg? Can you feel or imagine the volume or the space inside the right foot? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between the toes of the right foot? Can you imagine the volume, the space, the length of the right leg, the right foot and toes, filled with loving presence? Can you feel or imagine the volume, the weight, the length of the left leg? Can you feel or imagine the volume or the space inside the left foot? And can you feel or imagine the volume of the space, the length of the left leg, the foot and toes, filled with loving presence? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between your navel and your spine while simultaneously feeling or imagining the space between your breastbone and your spine? Can you imagine the perception of space as effortless? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space inside your left thumb while simultaneously feeling or imagining the space inside your right thumb? Can you imagine the space in front of your body extending out beyond the furthest horizon? Can you imagine the space behind your body extending out beyond the furthest horizon? Can you imagine the space from the left side of your body extending out beyond the furthest horizon? And can you imagine the space from the right side of your body extending out beyond the furthest horizon? Is it possible to imagine the space below your body, extending into the earth and through the earth and out to the furthest star? Can you feel or imagine the space above your body extending out beyond the furthest star? Is it possible to imagine the space outside your body filled with loving presence? Can you imagine the space inside your body? Can you imagine the space inside your body filled with loving presence? Can you imagine the perception of space as effortless? Can you imagine the space inside your body and the space outside your body as one unified space. Can you imagine this space filled with loving presence? Take these remaining minutes to rest in this quality of presence. In these remaining minutes, you may wish to offer your own offering of metta to yourself, to others who may spontaneously come to mind. May all beings everywhere, without exception, feel happy. May all beings feel safe from inner and outer harm. May all beings feel free from suffering. Namaste.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.